Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, providing independent commodity and financial analysis to clients throughout the United States. Risk Management Commodities Incorporated has offices located in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Danny. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at the cash hog news today. Packer bids for hogs in the Midwest are expected to be mostly steady, with the buying interest mainly for deliveries for Friday and or Saturday. Livestock dealers and market managers said a $1.31 per hundredweight decline in the pork cutout value yesterday may cause some plants to be more cautious buyers this morning and possibly result in a slight pullback in the weekend slaughter. Peoria called steady to a dollar higher with a top price of 30 even. They say it should be higher to keep pace with the other locations, but that will depend on demand. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, November 27th, negotiated swine purchases were $21,458. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $37.25 to $53 even. The weighted average was $48.80, a gain of $2.12 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.89 to $40 even. The weighted average was $37.41. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $17,143. The base price range was $39 even to $55 even. The weighted average was $49.88. That was up 25 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 31 even to 41.50. The weighted average was 39.08. It was a down trade, an overnight trade on the Chicago Board of Trade. We'll get to those numbers coming up in a moment, and we'll get a pre-opening call as well. First of all, let's take a look at our growing areas weather, and here to do that is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. And taking a look at the South American weather, first of all, as far as rainfall is concerned, it's becoming a bit spottier down that way and will be spottier for a while as we don't expect a whole lot of rain in Argentina and Brazil over the next week or so. During the last 24 hours, rainfall was mainly confined to Minas Gerais, Bahia, and Goiás, and some locally heavy amounts in northern Minas Gerais, 1 to 2 inch amounts of rain there, and healthy amounts of rain over the growing areas of Bahia, parts of western Bahia, picking up well over an inch of rain, and in some cases, 2 inches of rain as well. So the rainy season has begun, finally, in northeastern Brazil. It's about 2 months behind schedule, but the rainy season has begun there. Meanwhile, for the central and southern production areas of Brazil, drier weather has returned. That's not a problem, as there's still some planting taking place there, and after recent rainfall, they have enough soil moisture to work with there. The really dry area of Brazil has been the northeastern portion, and that's an area that's now finally turned wetter. Now, as we look ahead, though, over the next several days, it appears that dry weather will continue in southern and central sections of Brazil, and that dry weather will eventually move into northeastern areas as well. But it does look like there is going to be more rain for Bahia, northern Goiás, northern Minas Gerais, northern Mato Grosso through the weekend. And southern portions of Mato Grosso, southern Goiás, and southern Minas Gerais on southward should remain dry. Next week, some showers may start to materialize again, but it may be very spotty at first. So I think by the time we get to a week from now, we may be looking at the possibility of some needs for some rainfall in the central and southern production areas of Brazil, but no major problems yet. It's also going to be quite warm in some of those southern areas, as well as western Argentina. The temperatures are running well above average, and where it's dry, which is basically that same area, the evaporation rates are high, so that's a bit of a problem there. So La Pampa and Cordoba and Santiago del Estero are going to remain quite hot here over the next several days and dry as well. It does look like some showers may move into Argentina this weekend, but right now it appears that the coverage is not going to be complete, so there's still going to be at the very least some dry pockets. And when we look at South America as a whole, The biggest problem area appears to be Argentina, with Buenos Aires, western Buenos Aires, eastern La Pampa, on up into Cordoba, and Santiago del Estero being the driest, basically the western areas. So you get into the middle of Buenos Aires, Entre Rios, Santa Fe, they've had a little more rain, but even there it's been dry. So basically Argentina is too dry right now and in need of some rain. They may get some this weekend into next week and next week, but it's going to be spotty in terms of coverage. So that is a concern for producers there. Also, I might just add that La Nina appears to be strengthening, and there is a correlation between dryness in portions of Argentina, especially eastern Argentina, into far southern Brazil during strong La Nina years. So that's another thing to look at long term. Here in the Midwest Corn Belt, we'll have a front come through tonight. It'll turn colder. There'll be a little bit of light precipitation around the Great Lakes late this afternoon through tonight, but nothing big. Wet weather system will come through the Midwest this upcoming weekend, followed by another dump of cold air. Mostly rain, but snow in the northwestern Midwest, and some livestock areas may get some ice and snow as well. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
All right, thanks, Ed. Let's take a look now at overnight trade on the Chicago Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 847 overnight, down 5. Last traded down 5.5 cents. March opened at 866.5, up 1, last trade down 4. May 855, unchanged, last trade up 4. December wheat in Chicago, that was the Kansas City numbers, by the way. In Chicago, December wheat opened at 831 a bushel, up 2, last trade down 5.25. March wheat, 853.25, up 1.5, last traded down 6.5. May 844, up 3.5, last trade down 4.5. July wheat in Chicago, 718.75 on the open, down 1.75, last traded down 2.25. And September of next year, 727, up 2, last trade down 5.25. December corn on the Board of Trade opened overnight unchanged at 383.5, last traded down 2.25. March, $4.50, down 0.25, last trade down 2.25. May, 410.75, unchanged, last down 1.75. July corn, 419.25, down 0.25, last trade down 1.75. September, 423, down 3/4, last trade down 2. And December of next year's corn, 428.25, down 1.25 on the open, last traded down 3. December oats open at 270, up 0.5, last trade up 1.75. January soybeans open at 1093.25, up 2.25, but last traded down 5.5. March, 1108, up 3/4, down 7.75 on the last trade. May, 1114, up 1.75, last traded down 8.25. July beans, 1118, up 0.25, last traded down 6.75. And August, 1090, down 10, last trade down 2.5. December bean meal opened overnight up 10 at 290.20, last traded down 2.20. January, 293.70, unchanged, last trade down 1.60. December soybean oil, 46.30 on the open, unchanged, last traded down 31. January, 46.72, down 3, last trade down 27. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Steve. Yeah, we don't seem to have you here, Steve. Let's see if we can get you on the right line. Looks like it's okay here. Yeah, we don't seem to have you. Hello, Steve. Well, we don't seem to have Steve Schilling this morning on our phone lines. We'll have to check that and hopefully get that situation cleared up before the opening call. We'll talk with Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. The opening call from Reuters is looking for wheat to be 3 to 5 cents a bushel lower following the overnight trend. There'll be a profit-taking setback, according to Reuters, after the strong gains from yesterday, and they see the firm dollar weighing on prices in the wheat pit. Corn, they're calling 1 to 2 cents a bushel lower with follow-through selling from yesterday's declines. They're also looking at the firm dollar as giving some downward pressure, as well as falling gold prices. Soybeans called 3 to 5 cents lower with follow-through selling from yesterday's drop, with the firm dollar and falling gold again seen weighing on prices. They say some patches of dryness in portions of South America, as Ed alluded to, may begin to underpin prices, but market currently is overwhelmed, they say, by volatility in the outside markets. So they call for a lower day today in the wheat, corn, and bean pit. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We'll have our pre-opening market report at 8:49:49.